up also out of a horrible pit.
Yes.
Out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon a rock.
Yes.
And established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I won't preach. God will help me just a minute this morning, not be long, Lord helping me. Oh, now getting out of the pit.
Yes. All right.
There's a lot of pits that a man can get into.
Yeah.
I was reading this morning an old man of God by the name of John Gadsby said some of the pits referred to in the Bible were prisons. He said one he saw in Athens and another at Rome. And he said to these there were no openings except the hole at the top, which served for both door and window. The bottom of these pits were necessarily in a filthy and revolting state and sometimes deep in mud. I've been in some pits in my Christian life.
Amen.
Now, some of you this morning might be in a pit of despair. And boy, when you get there, I kind of feel like this man got there. He is in a place that he had not gave up hope.
Yes.
Apart from God inclining to him. And you look at the scripture here, he sure is in a bad place right here. But the Bible said here, thank God he waited patiently for the Lord.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of pits we get in despair, sometimes the pit of despair, sometimes the pit of depression. Sometimes we get depressed. We don't feel God around. We wonder if we're worth anything. We wonder if things we're doing is worth anything. And sometimes we get in that pit of depression. Where we don't really know, thank God, if we're doing anything for God, if our efforts are worthy of the Lord. A lot of times we get in a pit of depression. We get depressed.
Amen.
Sometimes we get in a pit of doubt. We get to doubting God. And we can't find no answer sometimes. And we doubt Him more and more and more. We wonder where God's at, why our prayers have not been answered. And why things are going this way, if we're saved and we're people of God, why do we have to face this? We get to doubting God, and we get in the pit of doubt sometimes. Sometimes we get in the pit of defeat. We live defeated. We don't have no joy in God.
Amen, brother.
We don't have the victory. We don't shout the way we ought to. We don't praise God the way we ought to. It's hard to shout when you're in the pit. It's hard to praise God sometimes when you're in the pit. But I will tell you, brother, everybody goes through pits in the Christian life. I don't know of an individual never has, amen, been without a pit. Somewhere in your life, you're going to get in the pit. Amen. I've heard people say, I'm down in the pit. Ain't God, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes we get tired. You're not going to be super spiritual all the time. There's going to be times you go through hard times. There's going to be times you get in the pit. I'm telling you this morning, friend, this man was. He was in a pit. Thank God he's here. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of time. Thank God we get in the pit. Amen.
Amen.
Now this man here, it's in a pit. And I don't say that the pit, my friends, called a horrible pit. Amen. And it is horrible to have to be in a pit. I believe this pit here is a picture of depravity and destruction, because it's a horrible pit. There's a pit of a destruction, and we get there. And this man was there. He was in a horrible pit. And the thing about it was he couldn't get out. He couldn't get himself out. And he said, the Lord inclined unto me. That word inclined there meant the Lord stretched out to him. He seen him there the whole time. He knew where he was the whole time. But thank God the Lord stretched out to him. Amen. He couldn't get to the Lord, but the Lord came to him. That's the way it was when you got saved. Hey, you was in the pit of sin. You was in the the pit of depravity. But you couldn't get to him. He had to come to you. You couldn't get out, but he could get you out. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, if you're in the pit of sin, he'll listen to you. Amen. That's right. He said he inclined unto me. Thank God for the times God inclines unto me and stretches my way. He said, listen to this. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. It was his cry that he heard. It was your cry that he heard. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad for the cry of the people of God. I'm glad to hear sinners cry. The psalmist said it was my cry. It was a personal cry. It had to be an upward cry, for he is down low in a pit. It had to be an upward cry. It had to be a heart cry. That God heard his heart. That God heard from his, thank God, the pit. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, God's interested in your cry. He's interested in hearing. Thank God, your cry this morning. Now, can I tell you this? No cry to God is unimportant.
That's right.
It don't matter what the cry is. It don't matter what the need is. Amen. It's not foolish. Amen. It's needful. To learn to cry to God. Whether you need to get saved. Thank God I say cry to God. Whether you need to get out of discouragement. I say cry to God. Whether you need to get out of despair. I say cry to God. I say if you need to get out of doubt. Cry to God. If you need to get out of depression. Thank God, cry to God. I'm saying when a man gets in a pit, there's nowhere to look. There's no help. Thank God he's at the bottom. He's in the mud. He's in the mire. And he needs God. Thank God to attend to him. Aren't you glad for the day that he heard you cry? I mean a heart cry. I mean a desperation cry. He that calls on the Lord. Thank God in that cry. And the psalmist said, that he heard my cry. Amen. That's right. You know what God wants you to do? He wants you to cry. That's what God wants you. He wants you to cry. Amen. He'll get you in the place that you'll cry. Amen. That's right, because he wants to hear your cry. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, we're not in desperation no more. You get in desperation, and you live in a pit for a while, and there's no light, amen, but a little hole, and you can't go nowhere because you're burned down in the muck and the mire, and you get to crying, amen. I'm telling you, you don't know what. Thank God. That a man's a going through in this air. You'd be surprised if God unveiled every heart that's seen here this morning. The need that they have. That pride's gripped them. And pride's got them. If they'd only be honest. If they'd only get real with God. And cry to him. There's no telling what God might do. When he cry out to God. That's right. He inclined unto me, he said. He waited for a while on him. Had been crying a while, probably, amen. And he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. And he heard my cry. Thank God. He couldn't say nothing about anybody else, but he did say he heard my cry. Hey, he wants you to cry to him. I can't get off that. God's going to get you to a place that you'll learn to cry to him. I mean to make your petition to him. To make your cry to him. If you don't learn that, then you're not going to get nowhere. You say, preacher, I don't need to cry to him. I beg to differ with you. Hey, you need it for everything. You need to cry out to him. He wants to hear your voice. Thank God, I'll tell you this. He heard my cry. And if he's heard your cry, thank God you ought to praise him this morning. Amen. That's right. And I want to tell you this. It's a daily cry. It's a daily cry.
Yes, it is.
He said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Boy, I know what it is to be in a pit.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to be gunball straight and honest with you. I'm in some I don't like sometimes.
Amen.
And every once in a while when I'm crying to God, I'm thinking in my heart, why am I in this pit?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you why I'm in that pit. Thank God that I might cry out to the one that can get me out of that pit. Thank God that I might cry to the one. Thank God that can deliver me from that pit. He's the only one that can get me out. I can't get myself out. But he can get me out. And he wants me to cry out to him. Thank God that I might depend on him. How to get me out of the pit I'm in. Amen. He said he lifted me out of there. He brought me up. He couldn't go no further down. Thank God he brought me up. He brought me up out of that horrible pit. And of the miry clay, that old sticky mud. Hey, you know what? The burden's heavier when you can't move with it. That's right. Thank God he was stuck in the mire and the mud. Hey, you take a man that be able to kind of get his feet loose and his foot, thank God, get a hold of something, he can kindly hold the burden better. But when his feet stuck in mud, the burden gets a whole lot heavier. The burden's a lot, my friend, heavier. And I'm going to tell you, this man was in a heavy burden. Hey, that's where God wants us this morning, that we might cry to him. Hey, you say it's not easy living. God never said it would be. But it sure is the right way to live. That's to live by faith and depend on him. And learn, thank God, his hand is a whole lot greater than what you know of. That can reach down where you at and get you out of the pit every time. Amen. That's right. You know, when I get in the pit, you know what I do sometimes? I'll call some preacher or some friend of mine. I'll say, I sure need your prayers.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what God's going to do? He's going to get them to pray for me, but God's still going to have to hear my cry. Amen. God's still going to have to hear my cry. And God's got to hear your cry. And if you don't learn to cry, you'll never make it. And you might end up dying in that pit. You need to learn to cry to God. You need to learn to cry out to him. If you lost this morning, you need to learn to cry to God. He's the only one to get you out of sin. He's the only one to get you out of hell. Hey, the church can't do it. How about God can do it? Amen. I was thinking this week some people's going to go to hell going to church. That's right. You know what people say? Well, they go to church, so what? I'm glad you do, but you'll do that if you're saved. They go to church, well, they're going to go to hell going to it.
Right.
I got more than going to church. I don't go to church anyhow. I go to the house of God. We are the church. That's just a saying. It's all right. You got to learn to cry to him.
That's it.
Every need you have.
Yes.
God's going to get you to that place where you got to cry out to him.
Yes.
Something he used to let you do. Thank God he's starting to squeeze you in. Thank God that you'll cry to him, that you'll look to him. A lot of times we're looking to ourselves to get us out of the things we in. But God's going to let you get in close to that pit. Thank God that you might learn to cry. Hey, when you learn to cry to him, that's when business will pick up. He said he brought me out of that horrible pit. I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get out, that's him stretching out to you and hearing your cry. That's the only way you get out of a pit.
Right.
Don't say this. He said, he set my feet upon a rock. Thank God, that's Christ. Amen. That's right. When he gets you out of that pit, he's going to set you on the rock. That's right, brother. You, thank God, are in miry clay when you're in the pit. And you can't stand on the rock. You're in the mud. You're in the dirt. But I'll tell you, when you get out, he'll put you on the rock. He'll put you on Christ. He'll put your solid, thank God, your feet on a solid rock. Hey, my feet's no good, but the rock is. Hey, I can't stand, but he can. And what I'm standing on, that's where I stand. Amen. You got to get out of the pit. Put you on the rock. Listen to this. Every time you're in some kind of pit, when he brings you out, he always brings you to the rock.
All right.
Remember the psalmist said, when my heart was overwhelmed within me, what did he do? He cried out to God and he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In other words, get me above the circumstance. Get me above what I'm going through. God, I can't take it. I can't make it. I can't do it. I can't go through it. My mind is under attack. My mentality's under attack. Oh, God, I can't do it. And God says I can, but I'm waiting on you to cry to me. Amen. That's right. That's the only way you're going to get out. That's the only way you get saved. Get in desperation.
That's it.
Notice this here. He said he established my goings. That means he established my steps.
Yeah.
That's right. See, every pit experience is a learning experience.
Yep.
And when He puts you out on the rock of Christ, He establishes you. He confirms what He did. He establishes you. And He gives you the steps to walk in and the path to walk in. That don't mean you'll never get in another pit. But it does mean, thank God, you know the one that can get you out. And you know the way to walk, thank God, that keep you from some. And that's the walk of faith. That's right. He said He put a new song in my mouth. He wasn't singing in the pit, brother.
No,
let me get something here. Now, I won't say this, and I'm being honest with my heart, Brother Joe. I'm to praise God because of my position and because of my Savior. But there are times in my life, I'm being honest with you, that it's hard.
Sure it is.
I've heard them say, bless God, why don't you go ahead and shout? Well, He might be in the pit.
That's right. Amen. You're preaching it right.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can learn to shout in the pit, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
man.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, it, you know what this song is? It's a song of deliverance. That's what it is. You look at the song of Moses, it was a song of deliverance. They delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh. You look at the songs we sing, they're songs of deliverance. They're songs that praise our Lord, the deliverer. He said He put a new song in my mouth. What was that song? The song of deliverance. That God had delivered us. That God had reached us. That God had heard us. That God had acted toward us. That God attended us. He put a new song in my mouth. Notice this. Even praise unto our God. You know what I thought about this morning when they were singing all the songs, choir and the singers? You know what I thought about? It's all even praise unto our God. It's outstanding to sit in the house of God with the presence of the Lord here and people singing even praise unto our God.
Amen.
I don't go for no top 40 singing. That's not praise to God. That's praise to the wallet. That's praise, my friend, to get a name. We're singing praise unto God here. I'm telling you, you say, hey, you know, preacher, I know because of the Holy Ghost. I know because of the songs. I know because of the lifestyle that people live and sing the songs. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, then, listen to this. He didn't praise nobody but God.
That's it.
Forgetting out of the pit. Hey, you put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall see it. When the sister got a while ago, thankful in her heart, and tears started coming.
Amen.
You didn't hear it, but you seen it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what'll move them is what they see.
Right.
You can sing all day, but if they don't see anything out of your life,
that's right.
That you've been delivered, what's that mean to them?
Yep.
Can I tell you this? You can't preach right, you can't sing right, you can't die right unless you live right.
Amen.
He said, many shall see it.
Yeah.
And then when they see it, they'll fear.
Yeah.
You know what they'll do? They'll start respecting the God you're singing about.
That's it. Got it.
They'll say, that God she's singing about, that God he's singing about, that God he's a preaching about, I see the power of God. I see what God's done for them. I see what God's done in helping them. You know what that does? That brings respect and regard to that, thank God, to that sinner's heart, that they need the same God.
Right.
And he said this, notice this. This would be a good soul winner's verse. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Listen to this, sinner. You can see it in fear, but if you don't trust in the Lord, you're not saved. What we do ought to cause people to see something. It ought to cause people to respect and regard and fear God. But it also causes people to trust in the Lord that we know. There's all kind of pits a man can get into. And I'll tell you what God's interested in this morning. He's interested in your cry. He's interested in your cry. And I'm going to tell you what, if He ever brings you out, you won't have to have the choir to come up to sing. You'll sing to the Lord.
That's right.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I've sung my way out of pits. And I've prayed my way out of pits. But there's sometime. I can't do nothing to get out. And it'll take God to get me out. You know what He wants to hear from you this morning? Your cry.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know if you'll hear me, preacher. I tell you what He'll do. Hell bend, here's our ear. Thank God He'll listen to them. This morning, my prayer, and that's in the pit. He'll listen because He'll stretch out unto them that's in the pit. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Let's stand this morning.